Do you believe you can be healed? Then it is done. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Do you believe you can be healed? It is done. I like to visualize the experiences of Jesus and his disciples, much like those of Socrates and his students. I like to visualize Jesus walking around, talking to his disciples, sharing with them all of the beautiful thoughts that he had in his mind, all of the beautiful ideas that he knew of spiritual living. Socrates was much the same way. Socrates spoke to his students and walked through the gardens with them and shared with them all of the wonderful wisdom that he had. And as Socrates did his best to get his students to think for themselves, so Jesus attempted to get his students, his disciples, to think for themselves. And he knew that the best way to teach anything is by example. So, as Jesus, like Socrates, was walking through the garden and sharing with his disciples, he sat down by the edge of a small pond. And there were not many ponds around there, but there was a small pond. There's a little creek that was running down when it rained, and it was a small puddle. And as he sat there, he saw this little boy sitting at the edge of the pond, and the little boy was playing with a stick as it was floating in the pond, and Jesus sat next to him and spoke to him and said, "Son, are you having a good time?" And the little boy said, "Yes, but my legs don't want to work." And Jesus smiled and he says, "How about that? Your legs don't want to work. Now, why is it that your legs don't want to work?" And the little boy said, "Well, they've been like this for a long, long time. I don't remember when they weren't like this." And Jesus talked to the little boy and said, "Well, what do you think, son? What do you think? Would you like to have your legs whole and perfect?" "Oh, yes, I would. I would like to be able to run and jump and play like the rest of the children. I would like to be able to go out and walk and like you guys do. You know, you guys walk around here, and I see you walking here and talking to your friends here all the time and telling them beautiful things, but I don't get a chance to hear it because I'm over here and you're over there." "Well," Jesus said, "now we're here. Now we're right here with you. Now, what would you like, son? What would be the most wonderful thing in the world that could happen to you?" And the boy said, "Well, I like to walk." And Jesus said, "Do you believe you can be healed?" And the boy says, "Well, I don't know. I was told that this is something that's with me now forever because there's nothing that can be done about it." And Jesus said again to the boy, "Do you believe you can be healed?" "Well, I don't know. I don't know. I listened to my mother and dad, and I listened to other people, and they tell me that it can't be done. I don't know." And again, Jesus said, "Do you believe you can be healed?" "I'd like to." "That's not the question," Jesus said. "Do you believe you can be healed?" And the little boy said, "Yes. Yes. Yes." And Jesus said, "Why do you believe you can be healed?" And the little boy said, "Because when I see the other boys and girls running around playing and jumping and having such a good time, I am right there with them in my heart and in my mind." "So that's a good start," Jesus said. "Now, why else do you believe that you can be healed?" "I believe that God created me, and God created me good, and God created, he didn't create no junk." "Well, that's very true," Jesus said. "The Father did not create any junk. Now, if he created you whole, Why did you go away from that wholeness? I don't know. I don't know, Jesus, I don't know. Well, Jesus said, do you believe you can be healed? And the little boy said, yes. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. And Jesus said, all right. Now, close your eyes and see yourself whole and perfect. See yourself running and jumping and playing with the other children. And the little boy says, oh, yes, yes, I like that. He closed his eyes, and in his mind, in his eye closed experience, the theater of his eye closed mind, he said, I can see me running, I can see me jumping, I can see me playing, I can see me walking, and I can see me whole and perfect. And Jesus said, it is done. And then Jesus walked away with his disciples. And as they walked away, they didn't look back, but they just looked forward. And they went on with their sharing and talking. But the other little children came to the pond where the little boy was sitting. And they said, Joel, it's time for supper now. And so Joel got up and walked with the other children for supper. Now the other children did not think it was strange that Joel was walking with them. They had forgotten entirely that he could not walk, because now he walks. They had forgotten entirely that he ever was in a condition that he could not walk, that he could not run, that he could not jump. They accepted him as he accepted himself, spiritually healed, uplifted to the highest degree. Now Jesus didn't take credit for doing that. He merely took credit for the fact that he saw the boy whole and perfect. He saw the boy at all times expressing his original purity and integrity. He saw that. He told his disciples that. Now they didn't see the boy walk away. They didn't see the boy talking with his friends and being happy. They knew it, because once the boy made his decision, what he wanted to do, and they believed him, then they saw him being that which he was. Jesus taught by example. Socrates taught by example. All the great philosophers and teachers and all the great beings of all time use examples to show how the principle works. Yes. Do you believe you can be healed? Then it is done. But it's a choice that you have to make for yourself. It's not something somebody else can do. It's not something that Jesus can do. Jesus said, do you believe? Then you respond to it. Spiritual healing takes place, and we no longer remember that we were ever ill. Nor does anyone else remember that we were ever ill. They just treat it as the most natural thing in the world that we are whole and perfect. We are living our ideal spirit, mind, and body right now. And how glorious that is. Do you believe you can be healed? Then it is done. I love you. I love you. I love you.